Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Arnold Toynbee, a historian and critic of Western civilization, will long be remembered. He died at the age of 86, having been born on April 14, 1889, into a family of distinguished scholars and philanthropists. Best known for his 12-volume A Study of History, which was written over a 34-year period of time, Toynbee was still vocal about a wide range of topics, from sex to religion to the spread of cities. His extensive study of history notes a pattern in the rise and fall of civilizations, their birth, growth, and decay, and also demonstrates that moral and spiritual decay were common factors in the decline of a great world power. Toynbee noted that 19 of the past 21 great civilizations of the world were not destroyed from without, but rather were destroyed by moral and spiritual decadence from within. He also believed that man was the highest spiritual presence in the universe, and that the human race can be saved from spiritual destruction only by recognizing the spiritual nature of mankind and by responding to the basic tenets of Christianity. Toynbee is not alone in his criticism of the contemporary world and its departure from Christian values and principles. The English journalist Malcolm Muggeridge, a one-time cynic and critic of Christianity who did an about-face in the sunset years of his life, told about it in his book Jesus Rediscovered. Muggeridge, like Toynbee, noted the decline of civilization along with the rise of modern technology, and he believed that the further we move away from the principles of Christianity, the more pagan we become. Snuff out the light of the gospel, he declares, and only gross darkness will remain. Christianity is not a way of life, though it vitally does affect the way that people live. Rather, it involves a personal experience with Jesus Christ as a living person. But no thoughtful mentor of history would deny that those who have followed the lonely Galilean have left behind institutions that have benefited all mankind. Consider that in the wake of Christianity, you will find the great colleges and universities of our day, many of which were the very cradle of science and technology in the 20th century. Also, you will find hospitals in big cities, as well as the far-flung remote mission stations of the world, owe their existence to Christianity. History stands like an open book. Though men may differ as to how it is interpreted, the facts of history stand. And none would deny what Toynbee so aptly observed, that civilizations follow a definite pattern. History repeats itself, we say. And since this is true, there is a lesson to learn from history. History confirms what the Bible tells us about man's nature, that the heart of man is basically sinful. Christ said, "Out of the heart of man proceed evil thoughts, murders, adultery, and sexual sins." The lessons of history also demonstrate that the sinful heart of man can be changed by the personal presence of Jesus Christ. And the change that he brings forever affects the future of man on this earth. The marble tombstone of Arnold Toynbee may someday crumble like the civilizations he wrote about, but there is one thing for certain. The principles observed by this great man, as well as the lessons of history he so aptly wrote about, will be just the same, be it 10 years or 100 years from now.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.